My boyfriend's entitled cousin demands that we take her kids on our vacation. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell to turn on notifications. My boyfriend's cousin, his paternal uncle's daughter, has four children. Each of her kids is a personification of the word bratty. The said cousin refuses to discipline them and constantly makes excuses for their behavior. She's also very judgmental of our decision not to have children. She has often made some snide comments towards me, implying that I'm a selfish jerk who is depriving my boyfriend of the quote joys of raising children. For these reasons and for her generally entitled behavior, my boyfriend has cut ties with her. However, when he and I visited his parental home 3 days ago for his parents' anniversary celebration, we ran into her again. My boyfriend's dad had urged him to use this occasion to mend bridges with the cousin. So we both tried to make nice and engage in small talk with her. During our conversation, my boyfriend mentioned that we were leaving for Melbourne for vacation in a few days. At this, my cousin's eyes lit up.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun!
She said,
my husband and I haven't gone anywhere since our honeymoon.
She whined some more about how hard it is for them with four kids. If only they could afford such luxuries, etc., etc. I could tell where this was going. My boyfriend probably felt sorry for her and, being the kind and generous soul that he is, offered to buy them a weekend in a resort in Mount Abu, a hill station in the Indian state of Rajasthan. My cousin, with her face scrunched up, said,
oh, that's nice, but why can't you just take us to Melbourne with you?
My boyfriend, getting a bit annoyed but still patient, said, well, we want to spend time alone together. Plus, we'll be meeting some close friends there. Besides, Mount Abu is a beautiful place. Your kids will love it. Cousin, in the annoying Karen tone, said,
I still don't see why you can't take us to Australia. You're being so selfish going on this great trip and sticking your family with a cheap weekend getaway.
My boyfriend's mom said,
cousin, he's making a very generous offer. Either take it or leave it.
The cousin, wearing the expression that morons wear when they think they've had a bright idea.
Oh, I know. Why doesn't my husband and I go to Mount Abu and you can take our kids to Melbourne?
I said, what? Then the cousin says,
it's a great idea. The kids can have fun in Melbourne with you too, and my hubby and I can enjoy a peaceful weekend. This way, the kids can actually spend some time with their uncle. You never make time for them.
My boyfriend said, I'm offering for the last time. It's either the weekend in Mount Abu or nothing at all. And why the hell would we ruin our vacation taking care of your kids?
How can you say that? My kids are so well behaved. We'll have so much fun spending time with them. Besides, my husband and I could really use some quiet time together. You and your girlfriend don't have any responsibilities. You have no idea how hard it is to raise four kids. You can afford this trip. I don't see why you won't share with family.
My boyfriend replied, one more word and you're losing my Mount Abu offer. On hearing this, the cousin STFU'd. We all had dinner together and she was mercifully quiet. If only her kids had followed her example. You'd think this would be the end of it, but no. We had seriously underestimated her dedication to her caringness. On the morning of the day of our departure, the cousin showed up at my apartment with the kids in tow. I was shocked to see her, of course, and asked if something was wrong. She smiled and said,
oh, I'm just here to drop off the kids. You're leaving tonight, right?
After taking a second to recover from the shock, I asked, did you fall and hit your head or something? We told you we are not taking your kids with us. What part of that did you not understand? She then tried to convince me that my boyfriend had called her later on and had agreed to take her kids. I knew this was nonsense and called it as such. The cousin became enraged and asked if I was going to break her kids' heart. Why would I break our promise? And how could my boyfriend and I be so cold? I called my boyfriend and after telling him what was going on, I turned on the speaker. My boyfriend proceeded to chew her out brutally right in front of her kids, telling her that he would no longer pay for their weekend getaway and that this is exactly the kind of behavior that made him cut ties with her. She tried to get a word in, but he wouldn't let her. The cousin took her kids and stormed off. My boyfriend and I are having a laugh over this and are still wondering what made her think that this plan would ever work. There was an update to this. This is the follow-up on the crazy cousin story. This morning, my boyfriend and I were on FaceTime with his sister. She told told us all about what went down on the Karen front after the boyfriend and I left. Apparently, CC, the crazy cousin, had gone crying to her father and a few other relatives, including my boyfriend's sister, to complain about how my boyfriend is and, quote, set her up to be humiliated in front of her kids and how her kids are heartbroken. My boyfriend's sister simply hung up on her. The other relatives either laughed it off or tried to explain to her why she was in the wrong, all except her father. Her dad had the gall to go to my boyfriend's parents' house and yell at them for making his daughter and his grandkids cry. He whined on about how they had raised my boyfriend and his sister to be so selfish, how they needed to start acting like family, and a whole bunch of other nonsense. At first, my boyfriend's dad tried to stay calm and explain to his brother what had actually happened. But as it turns out, my boyfriend's uncle's logic receptors had stopped functioning a long time ago. He continued to whine and demand that my boyfriend fulfill his promise of paying for his daughter's family's weekend in Mount Abu. My boyfriend's dad is a very patient man. His mother is not. She never hesitates to shut down any of this nonsense. She tore into the cousin's dad, telling him that his daughter was a good-for-nothing piece of trash who thinks that the world owes her something. She also said that the only reason that she's allowed to come to their place, my boyfriend's parents' place, is because of their concern for her children. She gave my boyfriend's uncle an ultimatum. Either his daughter would apologize to my boyfriend and I, or they would cut ties with her completely. The uncle is a chauvinistic jerk and tried to tell my boyfriend's dad to, quote, get his wife under control. My boyfriend's dad simply told him to get out and to not come back unless it was to apologize. My boyfriend's parents have often helped his cousin and her husband financially and routinely buys gifts for their kids, and they've never asked for anything in return. My boyfriend's mother is usually a very kind and gentle lady, but the moment anyone attacks her kids, she turns into the mama bear to end all mama bears. My boyfriend's cousin probably doesn't want to fall out of favor with his parents. His sister knew that we may get a few annoying phone calls from her so she could apologize during our vacation. So she took it upon herself to make it clear to the cousin that she is not to disturb us in any way. We, of course, thanked her for being such an MVP. So with all that said, who was the jerk? In this whole situation, the kids are the ones that have it the worst. They have to endure their mom putting them into these awkward situations, even to the point that they show up at the OP's place right before their trip. I mean, I assume the kids are old enough to understand what's going on, at least to some degree, if the cousin is going to send them off on a trip without them. So they're not infants, obviously. And being old enough to understand that means they're probably old enough to be embarrassed by a situation like this that is not really even in their control. So those poor kids have to go through all of this, and they have to end up growing up with this mom for the rest of their lives, because if she does this with their own family, then it's probably pretty likely that she'll push them into uncomfortable situations when it's not family, because there would be less to lose. She's not worried about severing relationships with random people as much as she probably is with her own family, and clearly she's not that worried about it. The boyfriend offering up that very generous peace offering of covering the expenses to go to Mount Abu was so far above and beyond what anyone could even dream of expecting, and it wasn't enough for her. She had to try and go and manipulate the situation and lie, just straight up lie, because she told the OP that her boyfriend changed his mind and said that the kids could come with them on their vacation, which is so short-sighted, because the OP easily just had to call the boyfriend and ask if that was true. And it's not like the boyfriend isn't being generous. He seems like he's being extremely generous here. He just wanted some alone time. But this cousin is probably going to be somebody who's difficult to live with as the years come and go, no matter how they approach it. But let me know how you would approach a situation down below, and jerk or not a jerk, and why. Am I the jerk for throwing my sister and her son out of my house? I'm a 35-year-old male, and I'm a single father of three boys, a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old. Their mother died last year due to ovarian cancer. It has been a rough year, to say the least. My sister got divorced 6 months ago and temporarily moved in with me and the boys. She has a son, my nephew, who's 9, who stays with us most of the time. My nephew and my 10-year-old are not the best of friends, but so far they get along fine, apart from some teasing from both sides. A few weeks ago, my 10-year-old started telling me that his cousin was bullying him and being mean to him. He called him names, pushed him around, took his video games, etc. I talked to my sister many times and told her to talk to her son. We talked to the boys together and things settled down. Yesterday was my 3-year-old's birthday, so my whole family was here and my late wife's family as well. It was extremely emotional for everyone. everyone because it was the first birthday since my wife's been gone. The boys, the 10-year-old and the 9-year-old, started fighting again, and I asked them both to calm down and behave. My son started crying and told me that his cousin teased him about not having a mom. I choked up and asked my nephew if that was true, and he said yes, but that he's sorry. I figured that I would have a proper talk with him and my sister after the party, so I just told him that what he said was really awful and he cannot say it again. I comforted my son and we went back to the party. Before we cut the cake, my sister came yelling at me, saying I had no business disciplining her child. I told her to drop it and we'll talk later. Instead, she said,
"Besides, he's right. Kids need a mom."
I had tears in my eyes by that time, and she just said,
"See, it's even turning you into a pansy."
My in-laws were crying. I was tearing up. The kids were upset. Just awful. I told her to stop it and just leave me and the kids and the family to cut the cake and we will talk in the evening. She said,
"Listen, we both lost our spouses, but at least I'm still a normal person."
And then she stormed off. After the party, I told her she has 2 days to pack up her stuff and leave. She is begging me not to throw her out because she and her kids will be homeless. Am I the jerk for throwing her out? But before you decide, there was an update from the future. My mom agreed to take my sister in temporarily, and my nephew is still going to his dad's because now his dad is saying that there's no way he's letting my sister ruin their kid. Thank you to everyone for the kind words, and also to everyone who shared a story about losing a loved one. I am so very sorry for your loss. My nephew is supposed to leave tomorrow morning. My mom is picking my sister up right about at that time, and my in-laws are bringing my boys back in the evening. We'll have a little post-birthday thing for my little one when they come. Just me, the boys, and my in-laws. Just some ice cream. He said he prefers it over cake and a few cartoons, one day at a time. So, was I the jerk for throwing my sister and her son out of my house?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, divorce is obviously awful, but how in any way, shape, or form is that the same thing as losing your spouse because they died? The nephew still has a dad. The dad is just not married to the mom anymore, which is not trivial. That is not easy for many kids to go through, but that is not the same thing at all as your mom literally dying, or from the perspective of the OP, of your wife dying. So when she says her line, "Listen, we both lost our spouses, but at least I'm still a normal person," she doesn't sound very much like a normal person. She sounds like a very heartless person. I can't tell if this is one of those situations where the sister is just trying to punch down because maybe she's used to punching down to the OP because of their relationship in the past, since we don't have that sort of context. But she seems incredibly comfortable just saying stuff like this, even in the wake of such a tragic loss. But let me know how you see this down below, and jerk or not a jerk, and why. Am I the jerk for telling my soon-to-be niece that she doesn't need to wear a dress to my wedding? I'm a 32-year-old female, and I'm getting married to my fiance, who's 41 next year. After we got engaged, I suggested that it might be nice if I asked my fiance's niece, who's 15, if she wanted to be a bridesmaid too. I've only met her a couple of times, so we're not close, but she seems like a cool kid, and I thought it might be a nice way for us to bond and get to know each other slash involve her in the wedding. Side note, she's the only niece slash nephew on either side of the family. Anyway, cut to a few weeks ago, and we're in my fiance's hometown to visit his family and discuss wedding related stuff. His brother, sister-in-law, and their daughter came over, and I noticed this time she was dressed a lot more androgynous than I remembered. The topic moved to wedding dresses and bridesmaids dresses, and I could see she was immediately uncomfortable. Her parents, her mom really, and her grandma were making comments about how she'd need to be more feminine slash brush her hair, etc., and how nice it would be to see her like that. I'll be honest and say that this hit a nerve with me, as I was very much a tomboy as a teenager, even though I'm not anymore, and it absolutely broke me whenever my relatives would say things like that. Eventually, her mom made a comment along the lines of, "It'll be nice to see you dressed like a girl for once." And she looked really sad slash embarrassed slash upset. In response, because that really hit a nerve, I immediately told her that my maid of honor would be wearing a trouser suit for the wedding and not a dress, and that I'd given all the bridesmaids the option of wearing anything they want as long as it's in the wedding color. To make things easier, I pulled out my phone and started showing her photos of the ideas my friends had sent me, a jumpsuit, a trouser suit, a tailored tux, etc., and let her know that she could pick anything at all that she wanted. She could even wear jeans and trainers if that made her feel comfortable, and that it's a wedding, not a fashion show. My niece perked up a bit when I said that, but her mom looked really pissed off. She since asked my fiance to pressure me into getting all the bridesmaids' dresses so their daughter will have to wear one, which, lol, no. My husband doesn't care what she wears, but obviously also doesn't want his family and me to be arguing on the wedding day. I don't want to back down because I know what it feels like to be pressured into wearing something that makes you uncomfortable, but on the other hand, I know it's only for a day and it would make the family happy. So, am I the jerk for trying to overrule her parents? It is her and her husband's wedding. What anyone else says or thinks doesn't matter. If they don't like what the wedding is, then they don't have to go. As harsh as that seems, it's not. They only get to get married to each other once, so they should very clearly say what is going to happen in their wedding, like the OP is already doing here. She's telling the mom, this is how it is, this is how they're going to dress, and that's my wedding. In a ton of other exceptions, I would say it's different. Oh, maybe take her feelings into consideration. Oh, you want to do this, you want to do that. But you're not doing anything to offend her. You're not doing anything that is hurting her personally. She just has this desire for her daughter that you are not going to fulfill on this day because it's your day, not hers. But maybe you see it totally differently. Let me know what you think down below in jerk or not a jerk and why. Am I the jerk for telling my son that I would not stop inviting his ex to family functions? My son, who's 44 years old, divorced his wife, who's 43, after having an affair with a much younger woman, who was 23. He and his ex-wife have two kids, a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old, and his ex has almost full custody of them. He gets them one weekend per month. He just got engaged to the woman that he had an affair with and told me that I'm not allowed to invite his ex to family functions anymore because his fiance is uncomfortable being around her. I told him no, and now he's very angry with me. My reasoning is, she has custody of their children the vast majority of the time, and I want to be able to see my grandchildren frequently, and not only once a month. She has basically been my daughter for 20 years, and it's not like their divorce is going to change the way that I feel about her, and she is actually closer to most of the family than he is, since she is always the one who kept us up to date about the kids, scheduled family outings with us, and even spent more time with us than he did. Also, her family lives in another country, and we have been her family for decades. I am not going to take that away from her because my son decided to leave her. However, I recognize realize that I'm still really angry and hurt about my son's actions towards his ex-wife and kids, so maybe I'm acting out of anger. My former daughter-in-law is not a controlling or abusive shrew who drove my son to cheat. She is a lovely human being who was a very good wife to my son. He even admitted that she was completely not at fault, but that he, quote, unexpectedly fell in love when he met his new fiance. Nobody in this situation, including my son, thinks that my former daughter-in-law did anything to cause my son to cheat. So, am I the jerk for refusing to exclude his ex from our family functions? Knowing only what we know, this seems selfish on the part of the fiance. She probably knows that the son is gonna do whatever he asks her to do, and if she doesn't want to see the ex-wife because of some slight discomfort, even though it's at the expense of everyone else, the kids, the grandparents, etc., then the husband is probably gonna do that thing. And he already did by asking the OP, his dad, the grandfather to the kids, to not invite her. So in other words, it just seems like the fiance doesn't care or even consider the feelings of anyone else in the situation, and the husband is so blinded by the situation that he doesn't see that as selfishness. And the reason she feels uncomfortable is probably not because the ex-wife did something really terrible to her. It's probably because she had an affair with a man who was married and had kids. So let me know how you see the situation down below, and jerk or not a jerk, and why. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories in this series, use the playlist at the top of the description. And next time you live stream, use the cream of the crop music. Search for Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever music platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your stream. It's free. Cream of the Stream. Either way, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you guys next time.